Death's Mistress, A Midnight's Daughter Novel by Karen Chance. Narrated by Joyce Bean. Copyright 2010 by Karen Chance. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Onyx Books, an imprint of New American Library, a division of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there too. Chapter 1. There was no sign on the abandoned church, but someone had scribbled, "Let us pray," P-R-E-Y, above the main doors. As a Catholic, I didn't approve. As someone bent on doing exactly that, it seemed oddly appropriate. I pushed open the heavy wooden doors and went in. It looked like I'd guessed right in going with office chic when I'd gotten ready for the evening. There were a minority of Goths and some tourist types in the church-turned-nightclub, but most of the crowd seemed to be composed of those recently released from corporate hell. I fit in well enough in a blue silk tank top I sweated through within 5 minutes and a short black skirt. The tank matched the new streaks in my short brown hair. The skirt matched my eyes. I got a beer at the bar and wandered around, looking for trouble. It didn't take long to find it. The club was populated mostly by humans, but it was owned by a vampire. A group of the fashionable undead showed up every night for the all-you-can-eat buffet, and from the look of things, the owner was dining early. He had a pretty brunette in a corner, his hand up her skirt and his fangs in her throat. That was frowned upon by the Vampire Senate, the ruling body for North American vampires, who preferred feedings to be kept nice and subtle. But then this guy had already proven he wasn't too concerned about the Senate's point of view, about a lot of things.